Hello everyone, welcome to Callum's Curious Creatures podcast, and I'm here with you for more anticipating animal facts that are sure to spice up your day. Today, we're going to be taking a look at sea turtles. These facts will totally help you learn more about these submerged specimens, so take it slow as these facts are on the go. Being marine-dwelling creatures, turtles spend most of their lives going with the flow, deep underwater. A lot of people seem to get mixed up with tortoises and turtles, so I'm here to show you the differences that both slowpokes have. Tortoises have sturdier, dome-like shells, perfect for traversing rocky terrain, whereas turtles have thinner, water dynamic shells, perfect for swimming through the deep blue. Prepare to be shell-shocked as these creatures can sometimes grow to be as large as over 70 centimetres long and weigh as much as 40 kilograms. What a whopper! But that's nothing compared to the leatherback sea turtle that was washed ashore on the coast of Wales in 1988. It was 277 metres in length and weighed a whopping 900 kilograms. Safe to say that this turtle was quite shellfish when it came to its diet. And speaking of diet, let's go over what these torrential tortoises like to eat. A grocery list for a sea turtle may consist of jellyfish, seaweed, algae, and the occasional crab. Since turtles lack teeth, they instead rely on spine-like projections found within their throat, known as palpilepae, which helps keep their meal in place while they drain their mouth of any seawater that may have got lodged in. Now for the most terribly pinteresting feature about these half-shelled heroes is the way they migrate. During the summer, where the waters become much, much warmer, turtles will make the long, tedious journey across the globe towards the subtropical coasts in which they will lay their eggs to start the new generation of turtles. But that's not before Mr. and Mrs. Turtle settle down in a homemade nest where they will then breed, in which afterwards the eggs will be laid, and that's that. But it's not all that easy, as some turtles, such as the leatherback sea turtle, have to travel a staggering 10,000 miles in order to reach their destination. And considering that they swim at a speed of only 6 miles per hour, it takes at least a good few months to make it there. And it isn't any easier for the babies who hatch either. Once these short-sized soldiers hatch from their eggs, it's a mad dash to the waters before they dehydrate. And it's none the more easier due to seagulls that often roam the island skies looking for a little snack, or rugged terrain in which the younglings can become trapped in. It's said that only 1 in 1,000 hatchlings will survive to adulthood, which seems so pitiful at first, until you realise that these crucial creatures can live up to 100 years old, which means there's plenty of time for our trekking turtles to balance out the population. Alright then, that's enough jibber-jabbering from me today. Tune in next week to learn some more curious creatures facts from the walking encyclopedia of wildlife itself, Callum. See you later.